Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind audio training series. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of complete transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into these audios. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects to listening to these audios may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Adaptability and the wisdom to correct your course when needed is more important than you may realize. Joel Brown said, "Your success is determined by how much you really learn from your failures." What's up, moneymakers? This is Mahara Tucker in Atlanta, Georgia. And you're on the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. Our talented founder and host, Mr. Paul Hutchings, will be kicking it off shortly. But for now, tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
Good, man. This is Magical Monday from Larry in Kentucky, Texas.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning,
Larry. Elizabeth from Virginia.
Hey, Elizabeth. Morning, Elizabeth. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning, John in Massachusetts.
Come on, good morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias.
Good morning, everyone. It's Adele from Long Island, New York. Missed you guys.
Adele, we've missed you too. Welcome to Mastermind.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, you're sweet. Thank you, thank you. How's everyone doing?
Hello from the other side.
I love it to death.
Hey, it's Lona Michelle out here in California.
Hey, Lona. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morgan.
Hey, Louie. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Kathy in Idaho. How are
you? Hello, Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy.
Welcome. Woo woo! Who else is making things happen this morning? Really?
Y'all better get fired up in here. How we doing?
Fired up. I'm making stuff happen in Georgia. Tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
Florida.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Caro from the Grand Canyon State, Arizona.
Hey, Caro.
Caro,
hey, y'all. Love you all.
Yeah. Love you right back.
Anita, come on. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Hey, Anita.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, am I excited. This is Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter. Good morning.
Woohoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Monday morning.
Alicia and Nashville here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, happy Monday, Tyson from New Jersey.
Hello,
good morning, New Jersey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Good morning, family.
Good morning, Brian and Felicia White in Ohio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome.
How's everyone doing today?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Magically delicious.
Ooh.
Good morning, family. Joe Della.
Hey,
morning,
Joe.
Morning.
Good morning. This is Latasha Lanier from Pennsylvania. Good morning. Good morning, the girls. Let me get it together here.
Morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Latasha.
Good morning. I'm from New York City.
Good morning, New York City.
Right. Good morning, Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
New York, New York. If I can't make it there, I'll make it anywhere.
There you go.
New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. I take action. Arthur, St. Louis.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning, St. Louis.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, Freedom Crusaders of planet Earth, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon when you're listening to this message. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. My name is Paul Hutchings. I'm excited, grateful, honored, privileged, humbled to be a part of this community, grateful to be gathering here today on Marvelous Monday, December 19th, 2016, which just so happens to be, yes, another great day to be alive. I'm pumped to be coming here together to share ideas with you, to mastermind together on our mission, on our vision, to learn, to grow, to positive charge our minds, to fill our minds, hearts, and souls with ideas, inspiration, mental energy, spiritual food. You know, like Jim Rohn was telling me this morning, he's quoting this line from the Bible, you know, human beings shall not live by bread alone, but by words. And isn't that one of the reasons we come together here? To be nourished by words. He says words nourish the mind, words nourish the soul. So we're here to be gathered. We're gathered here together to be nourished by words and to get ideas and inspiration that can fuel us forward. And I've got a couple of thoughts I want to share with you guys before we get into our regularly scheduled mastermind. And by the way, we're in the Law of Success. If you're new to our mastermind, you can grab that book on our website, our public website at guruchaudios.com. We're on about page 178. We're going to be getting to that in our regularly scheduled curriculum. But before we do, we've got a few things we want to do here. Number one, I want to pass along a couple ideas. Number two, we're going to go through our definite purpose and self-confidence formula. So whoever has volunteered for that, please be ready to pop out. Then we're going to get into our curriculum, and then we're going to open up the lines and mastermind with one another. But first off, guys, a couple of thoughts here this morning. By the way, it's cold here in Idaho. It's like -9, and I'm standing here in my office. I've got a black beanie on covering my ears. I do have a heater in my office, so it is warm, but I'm still wearing a black beanie. So it's cold outside, but it's warm inside. And a big reason it's warm inside, guys, is because I've got a vision. We've got a vision. There's a reason we get up every day. There's a reason we gather here together on this mastermind every day. And I wanted to pass along a couple ideas here from my reading this morning that have to do with why we do what we do here every day. I picked up the book, Developing the Leader Within You, this morning, and I was reading a little bit about leadership. And John Maxwell was teaching me about leadership. And one of the things that he told me today, which is a note, a little insight that we can all pass along, we can all grab and use in our lives on leadership, because I think we're all leaders, right? We're all working on becoming better leaders. We're all working on becoming better influences in the various enterprises we're engaged in. We're all working on becoming better influences with our family and our friends and our team, so on and so forth. And here's what he said about leadership. He said leader managers put heavy emphasis on vision, values, and motivation. Now, this is interesting. Leaders put heavy emphasis on vision, values, and motivation. And I want to talk just for a second about, you know, the vision behind what we do here. Every single day in the Think and Grow Rich community, you know, we have a vision to help free 100 families per year through principle-centered leadership. And we repeat that vision a lot. And one of the reasons we repeat it a lot is because John Maxwell says, he says leaders, you know, they got to repeat the vision almost like they were a third grade teacher over and over and over and over again. So we repeat that vision, number one, because it's important as a leader to repeat the vision, but also because the vision to me inspires me. You know, I remember that quote from Jones of Toledo that we learn in The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, where Jones of Toledo said, what I want for myself, I want for everybody. And so in thinking about a vision, you know, I think about what do I want for myself in my own life? what have I wanted for myself and my family here over the last 10 years since I've been a Freedom Crusader? And that is freedom. I want that for myself. I've been blessed to have a certain amount of it, and I want more of it. I want that for myself, and I want that for everybody, right? So our vision is to help free families. It's exciting to think about. Isn't it exciting to think about the money coming in, the extra money coming in that we can all use to pay down debt, that we can all use to break ourselves free from the bonds of, you know, interest and, you know, bankers having control over our lives? Maybe that's a step number one, pay down debt. Then maybe another step of freedom is to be able to generate enough income that we can say adios to the boss that maybe we don't want to have in our lives, right? Remember when I was able to say goodbye to my boss? It's a little bit scary, but a little bit exciting too, you know, to where the last few years I've been able to wake up every day with no boss, with no job, level of freedom, right? Maybe part of freedom is having enough money coming in that we can save that money, that we can then invest it, that then we've got cash flow coming in from our business, yes, and then also from investments, yes, to where maybe we get to a point where, like Gary Keller talks about in The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, where he says, you know, he says financial freedom to him is having money coming in passively, enough money coming in passively that you can fund your mission and purpose in life without having to trade your time for that. I love that definition of freedom. Isn't that a great definition of financial freedom? You got so much money coming in that you got plenty of money to fund your mission and purpose in life. What's your mission and purpose in life? And imagine having enough money coming in that you didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to show up and perform service to get that money. The money's just coming in, and you can use that money to fund your mission and purpose in life. So that's a part of our vision, right? Freedom to free 100 families a year. So we gather here every day, and we think about how can we do it, right? What can we do to help each other be free? That's a great part of our vision. But then the other part that I love to talk about is the second part. How do we do it? We do it through principle-centered leadership. We focus on principles. We focus on ideas. We focus on finding truths that can work in Paul's life, Mahara's life, Ed Justice's life, right? Lona Rochelle's life. And then all the way over on the other side of the United States of America, we got Adele Roberts over there, right? I was listening to the intro this morning. It was kind of funny. You know, Adele comes on. She's like, hey, this is Adele. And then I hear someone singing that Adele song, hello from the other side, right? And then I was thinking about how, like, we got people on the West Coast, and then we got Adele on the East Coast, and literally it is hello from the other side, right? But in any case, guys, we're freeing 100 families a year through principle-centered leadership. And I was thinking about principles. You know, John Maxwell, in that definition of leadership, what did he say? He said, leader managers put heavy emphasis on vision, values, right? What are our values? Our values are principles. Well, you know what we do here in this mastermind. And I was thinking about a great example of this. You know, and I was thinking about different ways leaders can reemphasize the vision. One way is to repeat it over and over and over. And another way is to share stories, right? Share stories and experiences that reinforce the vision. And so I was thinking about our vision today, and I was thinking about, you know, what are some stories that I know that I could share that reinforce what we do here? And I thought about a great example of a story that reinforces our mission here. And I want to share this just real quick. I don't think I've ever shared this before. Many of you probably haven't heard this story before, but it probably won't surprise you. You know, we've got a great Freedom Crusader here inside of our community named Mike Hobbs, right? Seven-figure earner in the home-based business profession. And I happen to know of a story where Mike Hobbs was in a company one time, and the company started doing things that were outside of alignment with his value system. They were outside of alignment with his principles, with his beliefs, with the things that he held near and dear to his heart. And so Mike Hobbs, at this one particular point in his home business career, he had made a decision that he was going to walk a different way. He said, you know, things are happening that I don't agree with, I don't resonate with, I'm going to walk a different way. And so he made this decision inside of his heart that he was going to follow his true north. He was going to follow these inspirations that were coming to him, telling him, hey, Mike, you know, you got to walk this different path. And I remember he made this decision, and you know, he was in leadership, you know, earning all this money. It was a hard decision, right? He was going to have to walk away from a certain amount of income. And I remember, you know, this being a difficult decision, as it would be for anyone, but he said he was going to make it, right? He says, I'm going to make this decision. And then, you know, he goes to make this decision, and this is, you know, a while back in his home business career. I remember the executive team, the leadership within the company says, well, hey, Mike, we don't want to lose you. You know, hey, what if we did this? What if we offered you, you know, a set amount of income to stay with us, right? So, you know, you'll have money from your distributor position, but then you'll also have money, additional money that no one else knows about, right? We'll just kind of pay you this on the side to stay with us. What would you do in that situation, right? What would you do? It would be a very tempting proposition, wouldn't it? To just say, hey, you know what? Okay, go ahead, give me the extra money. I'll stay with you, even though what's happening is outside of alignment with what's on my heart and soul. But you guys know what Mike Hobbs did? He turned it down. He said, you know what? I'm going to follow my principles. I'm going to follow my values. I'm going to follow the whisperings that are telling me I need to go another way. And he made a decision that was difficult financially. See, financially, sometimes it's easy to make decisions just based out of like, where is the most money? Who's going to pay me the most, right? Where is the most monetary incentive, right? And that's one way to go. Like, you know, you can go that way. And that's one way that can lead to freedom, financial freedom, right? Who's going to give me the most money? Where can I make the most money? But see, here in our community, our vision is to free 100 families a year through principle-centered leadership. And so to us, that dictates that we've got to do things in a certain way. It's not only about the money for us. We've got to go for the money, yes, but we've got to go for the principles, and we've got to follow those values and that quote-unquote true north that I think we've all got inside of us. You know, that voice that tells us, hey, there's a right way to do things, and we want to do the best that we can to follow that right way. Not saying we're better than anyone else, but we're just saying we're striving for a higher standard. And I was thinking about that story, you know, relating to Mike Hobbs, and I just got inspired as I was thinking about that this morning. And I wanted to pass it along to you because I think it's a great example of going for freedom while doing the best you can to follow principles. And I think Mike Hobbs deserves a round of applause for that. So Mike Hobbs, shout out to you for that. You inspire me, my friend. You inspire us here in the community. And all of you guys and gals who are out there in the world, like Mike Hobbs, going for freedom and following principles on your way there, I just think that's a great thing. So I'm excited to be here, guys, excited to be a part of our vision, excited to be studying principles and values with you, excited to be associating with people like you and people like Mike Hobbs as we continue stepping forward on this great vision to free 100 families a year through principle-centered leadership. And I'm excited to find out some more principles today that we can all apply in our lives and businesses. So, guys, if you're excited to be here, if you're excited to have more freedom in your life, if you're excited to discover more principles that you can apply in your freedom journey, let's hear how excited you are today. Let's give Mike Hobbs a shout out, guys. If that inspires you that Mike Hobbs did that, let's give him a round of applause as I unmute the lines right now.
Awesome, awesome
job.
Yes.
All right, so with that, let's go ahead and jump into our definite major purpose self-confidence formula, star six. Who's got that ready for us today? Come on out.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hi, Paul. This is Larry. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Who was Who was scheduled? Were you scheduled, Larry, on the spreadsheet?
I'm scheduled on the schedule.
Awesome. Well, we'll have Larry take it away, and then Hyacinth, if you could put your name on that spreadsheet in the Facebook group, we'll get you on the schedule there.
Excuse me, Paul. This is Nicole. I said good morning first, but I'm going to let her go.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So we've got a spreadsheet in the Facebook group where you can put your name next to the date. So go ahead and do that. I'm looking. We do have Larry scheduled today. So thank you, Nicole, and would love to have you here over the next couple of days. Larry, take it away.
Hey, awesome. Here we go. Can you hear me fine?
Can hear you just fine.
Oh, great. Good morning. Good morning. All right. My major definite purpose. By the first day of 2000, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of. I believe I have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of that person that I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know the principle of auto-suggestion. Any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never, ever bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day, with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and my actions so that I will become a self-reliant and a successful person. Thank you,
Larry. You did awesome. Thank you so much. Believe in you so much, Larry. Hold on 1 second. If you believe in Larry, let's let her know.
Not needed.
Good time. Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to work. We are in the Law of Success, page 178 of 1170, and we are learning from who I believe is a great master, Dr. Napoleon Hill. And we're going to jump right in here. He says, the object of this lesson is not to inform you as to what your life work should be, for indeed this could be done with accuracy only after you had been completely analyzed, but it is intended as a means of impressing upon your mind a clear conception of the value of a definite purpose of some nature, and of the value of understanding the principle of organized effort as a means of attaining the necessary power with which to materialize your definite purpose. Careful observation of the business philosophy of more than 100 men and women who have attained outstanding success in their respective callings disclosed the fact that each was a person of prompt and definite decisions. The habit of working with a definite chief aim will breed in you the habit of prompt decision, and this habit will come to your aid in all that you do. Moreover, the habit of working with a definite chief aim will help you to concentrate all your attention on any given task until you have mastered it. Concentration of effort and the habit of working with a definite chief aim are two of the essential factors in success, which are always found together. One leads to the other. The best known successful businessmen were all men of prompt decision who worked always with one main outstanding purpose as their definite chief aim. Some notable examples are as follows. Woolworth chose as his definite chief aim the belting of America with a chain of 5- and 10-cent stores and concentrated his mind upon this one task until he made it and it made him. Wrigley concentrated his mind on the production and sale of a 5-cent package of chewing gum and turned this one idea into millions of dollars. Edison concentrated upon the work of harmonizing natural laws and made his efforts uncover more useful inventions than any other man who ever lived. Henry L. Doherty concentrated upon the building and operation of public utility plants and made himself a multimillionaire. Ingersoll concentrated on a dollar watch and girdled the earth with tickers and made this one idea yield him a fortune. Statler concentrated on home-like hotel service and made himself wealthy as well as useful to millions of people who use his service. Edwin C. Barnes concentrated on the sale of Edison dictating machines and retired while still a young man with more money than he needs. Woodrow Wilson concentrated his mind on the White House for 25 years and became its chief tenant thanks to his knowledge of the value of sticking to a definite chief aim. Lincoln concentrated his mind on freeing the slaves and became our greatest American president while doing it. Martin W. Littleton heard a speech which filled him with the desire to become a great lawyer, concentrated his mind on that one aim, and is now said to be the most successful lawyer in America, whose fees for a single case seldom fall below $50,000. Rockefeller concentrated on oil and became the richest man of his generation. Ford concentrated on flivvers and made himself the richest and most powerful man who ever lived. I'm not sure what flivvers is. We'll have to look that one up. Carnegie concentrated on steel and made his efforts build a great fortune and plastered his name on public libraries throughout America. Gillette concentrated on a safety razor, gave the entire world a close shave, and made himself a multimillionaire. And hopefully, guys, one thing that sticks out to me is we go through all these different people with all these different aims who achieved all these different amazing amounts of riches in things so various and sundry that it blows your mind, like safety razors and toilet paper and all these things, guys. There's people who have made millions and become wealthy and served humanity. Hopefully one thing that pops out to you, as does pop out to me, is literally there are so many different ways we could generate income. What is your way, right? What is the way that you're going to make your fortune, that you're going to make your mark, that you're going to serve humanity in the best way that you possibly can? Such a great question. George Eastman concentrated on the Kodak and made the idea yield him a fortune while bringing much pleasure to millions of people. Russell Conwell concentrated on one simple lecture, Acres of Diamonds, and made the idea yield more than $6 million. Hearst concentrated on sensational newspapers and made the idea worth millions. Helen Keller concentrated on learning to speak, and despite the fact that she was deaf, dumb, and blind, realized her definite chief aim. John H. Patterson concentrated on cash registers and made himself rich and others careful. The late Kaiser of Germany concentrated on war and got a big dose of it. Let us not forget the fact. Fleischmann concentrated on the humble little cake of yeast and made things hump themselves all over the world. Marshall Field concentrated on the world's greatest retail store, and lo, it rose before him a reality. Philip Armour concentrated on the butchering business and established a great industry as well as a big fortune. And here is a great quote popping out from the page, big bold letters. Anyone can start, but only the thoroughbred will finish. What are you? Are you a thoroughbred? Millions of people are concentrating daily on poverty and failure and getting both in overabundance. Wright brothers concentrated on the airplane and mastered the air. Pullman concentrated on the sleeping car, and the idea made him rich and millions of people comfortable in travel. The Anti-Saloon League concentrated on the Prohibition Amendment and, whether for better or worse, made it a reality. Thus, it will be seen that all who succeed work with some definite, outstanding aim as the object of their labors. There is some one thing that you can do better than anyone else in the world could do it. search until you find out what this particular line of endeavor is. Make it the object of your definite chief aim, and then organize all of your forces and attack it with the belief that you are going to win. In your search for the work for which you are best fitted, it will be well if you bear in mind the fact that you will most likely attain the greatest success by finding out what work you like best. For it is a well-known fact that a man generally best succeeds in the particular line of endeavor into which he can throw his whole heart and soul. Let us go back, for the sake of clarity and emphasis, to the psychological principles upon which this lesson is founded, because it will mean a loss that you can ill afford if you fail to grasp the real reason for establishing a definite chief aim in your mind. These principles are as follows. First, every voluntary movement of the human body is caused, controlled, and directed by thought through the operation of the mind. Second, the presence of any thought or idea in your consciousness tends to produce an associated feeling and to urge you to transform that feeling into appropriate muscular action that is in perfect harmony with the nature of the thought. For example, if you think of winking your eyelid and there are no counter influences or thoughts in your mind at the time to arrest action, the motor nerve will carry your thought from the seat of government in your brain and appropriate or corresponding muscular action takes place immediately. Stating this principle from another angle, you choose, for example, a definite purpose as your life work and make up your mind that you will carry out that purpose. From the very moment that you make this choice, this purpose becomes the dominating thought in your consciousness, and you are constantly on the alert for facts, information, and knowledge with which to achieve that purpose. From the time that you plant a definite purpose in your mind begins both consciously and unconsciously to gather and store away the material with which you are to accomplish that purpose. Desire is the factor which determines what your definite purpose in life shall be. No one can select your dominating desire for you, but once you select it yourself, it becomes your definite chief aim and occupies the spotlight of your mind until it is satisfied by transformation into reality, unless you permit it to be pushed aside by conflicting desires. To emphasize the principle that I am here trying to make clear, I believe it not unreasonable to suggest that to be sure of successful achievement, one's definite chief aim in life should be backed up with a burning desire for its achievement. I have noticed that boys and girls who enter college and pay their way through by working seem to get more out of their schooling than do those whose expenses are paid for them. The secret of this may be found in the fact that those who are willing to work their way through are blessed with a burning desire for education. And such a desire, if the object of the desire is within reason, is practically sure of realization. Science has established, beyond the slightest room for doubt, that through the principle of autosuggestion, any deeply rooted desire saturates the entire body and mind with the nature of the desire and literally transforms the mind into a powerful magnet that will attract the object of the desire if it be within reason. For the enlightenment of those who might not properly interpret the meaning of this statement, I will endeavor to state this principle another way. For example, merely desiring an automobile will not cause that automobile to come rolling in. But if there is a burning desire for an automobile, that desire will lead to the appropriate action through which an automobile may be paid for. Merely desiring freedom would never release a man who is confined in prison if it were not sufficiently strong to cause him to do something to entitle himself to freedom. These are the steps leading from desire to fulfillment. First, the burning desire, then the crystallization of that desire into a definite purpose, then sufficient appropriate action to achieve that purpose. Remember that these three steps are always necessary to ensure success. I once knew a very poor girl who had a burning desire for a wealthy husband, and she finally got him, but not without having transformed that desire into the development of a very attractive personality, which in turn attracted the desired husband. I once had a burning desire to be able to analyze character accurately, and that desire was so persistent and so deeply seated that it practically drove me into 10 years of research and study of men and women. George S. Parker makes one of the best fountain pens in the world, and despite the fact that his business is conducted from the little city of Janesville, Wisconsin, he has spread his product all the way around the globe, and he has his pen on sale in every civilized country in the world. More than 20 years ago, Mr. Parker's definite purpose was established in his mind. His definite purpose was established in his mind, and that purpose was to produce the best fountain pen that money could buy. He backed that purpose with a burning desire for its realization, and if you carry a fountain pen, the chances are that you have evidence in your own possession that it has brought him abundant success. You are a contractor and builder, and like men who build houses out of mere wood and brick and steel, you must draw up a set of plans after which to shape your success building. You are living in a wonderful age when the materials that go into success are plentiful and cheap. You have at your disposal in the archives of the public libraries the carefully compiled results of 2,000 years of research, covering practically every possible line of endeavor in which one would wish to engage. If you would become a preacher, you have at hand the entire history of what has been learned by men who have preceded you in this field. If you would become a mechanic, you have at hand the entire history of the inventions of machines and the discovery of uses of metals and things metallic in nature. If you would become a lawyer, you have at your disposal the entire history of law procedure. Through the Department of Agriculture at Washington, you have at your disposal all that has been learned about farming and agriculture, where you may use it should you wish to find your life work in this field. And I'm going to add one last one. If you desire to become a freedom crusader, if you desire to be financially free, you have at your disposal the laws of success, the book Think and Grow Rich. You have Dr. Napoleon Hill's work that was completed over 25 years, where he seriously and intensely studied the most successful people on the planet to boil down the laws and the principles, to put them in a form that we can understand. You have at your disposal six and seven figure earners who gather together on a mastermind every single day to be here for you, to teach you, to inspire you, to lift you, to help each other, right? It's all here for us, guys. It's right here. Whatever our hearts desire, we have the resources around us. And if not around us, I believe within us, guys. My personal belief, I believe we have access to infinite intelligence. I believe we have access to an unlimited source of ideas and inspirations that's there for us to tap into. And isn't that a great thing to think about? So, guys, those are my thoughts. Let's go ahead and open up the lines, jump into the mastermind portion of the presentation. I'm excited to hear what's popped out to you, what's stuck out to you, what great ideas do you have floating around in your mind that you can share with the community to add value to us, to lift us, to inspire us, to educate us, so that we'll all continue on the Freedom Crusaders journey. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific mastermind, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless the leaders are part of our community here, and brevity and relevance, always appreciated in your thoughts. 1 second, I'm going to clear the line. Star 6, who's first? Come on out.
Paul Hutchins, Anthony Williams from beautiful Clearwater, Florida.
Buenos dias. How are you, sir?
Buenos dias, Paul Hutchins. How are you, man? I'm doing wonderful. I'm just happy to be alive, man. Happy to be on the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. And the word sliver that you reference in the book, it means a cheap car or aircraft, especially one in bad condition. So that was the word sliver that we went over.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I wanted to look it up because I wanted to know exactly what it means too. But this morning, man, I mean, I'm just excited just to be alive, excited to be an entrepreneur. Just want to give gratitude for this call because it makes it possible for, you know, us to actually surround our minds with like minds of people. And, you know, having a definite chief aim, you have to have a group of people around you that, you know, support what you're doing. And this call definitely supports me and, you know, all of us that come on this call, you know, from time to time, and, you know, all the ones who stay here and, you know, just get all the wisdom and the wonderful jewels that, you know, that you share, that everybody share, that shares on this mastermind portion of the call. So I just wanted to add to that just my gratitude and tell everybody what that word flipper means. So turn it back over to you, Paul Hutchins. Everybody have a blessed day. Back to you, brother.
Anthony Williams. Hey, dude, I want to thank you, number one, for being such a committed participant in what we do. And number two, for highlighting something else that we do here, which is community, right? Like for people to have success, one of the things that we learned from Dr. Napoleon Hill, another principle, is that principle of social heredity, like getting around the right people that allow us to be caught up in the current together. And so on this mastermind, we have community. We also have, just highlighting another few key principles, guys, we have culture, right? What keeps people together? What keeps groups of people together over time? Culture, common beliefs, common ideas, common practices. So we've got community, we've got culture, we've got engagement, we've got community interaction, and we're basing it all around the laws of success, which can empower all of us to go forth and do that which you want to do in life. So thank you for highlighting that, Anthony. Appreciate you so much. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Joe Dollar.
Hey, Joe Dollar.
Hey, good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. Good morning, Paul. I love you all. And I'm jumping out with the mastermind. And, you know, with this, I have the digital version of the Law of Success. And in this whole reading, only I have something that's highlighted. It's highlighted. So I know that's what the mastermind wants to share through me. And even when you just commented after Anthony, you said highlighted. You mentioned that word, highlighted. Then you said it again, highlighted, and things that are highlighted. And one thing, when I wanted to get into a home-based business, I came to this call. And the reason why I came to the call, because I was looking at a business. We were in the business, and one young lady, I wish I can, it's in my subconscious somewhere. I'll find her. But she was one of the top earners in that company. And it was something where, you know, it made me make, I don't know, $50 a day or $30 a day from home. And you can make more. She was making more than that. And I was like, okay, this is a great one. And this is where I started maybe 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, however long I've been on this call. that's how I came to this call. I said, okay, I'm going to do home-based business now. And I got into it. And she mentioned her day that she would be on the Think and Grow Rich call, that this is how she would start her day. So if you're out there, if you're out there, make yourself known. So I want to know you, because it was through you that I came to this call. But anyway, once I started that home-based business with her, I heard her say that. She mentioned the Think and Grow Rich call. This is about a week in. After that week, I got into this call. And I left that company. I said, that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for this call. And I got into it with a partner of mine, a friend of mine, a longtime friend. He said, well, I have this home-based business course that we can sell. And he says, Joe, I know you're – he called me up and said, I know you're a master salesman. We can do this. So I made a script. I created a script. And to make a long story short, even while I was on this call, within a week of that, I was making maybe $300 per day. Phones ringing off the hook. And if you can remember, and we have it in our archives, we can remember the call where when I would get on this call in the morning, my phone would just be ringing, 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 ringing. I would put this, the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind, on hold. Answer this. This is money, 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 money. Just sales, 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 sales. Just coming in, coming in, coming in. And then I got to the place where I said, you know, just like with Mike Hobbs, I said, you know, it's a thing where I started to see that this home-based course that we were selling, making money fast, 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 and easy from home, I said, this is not value. I said, we're really taking these people's money, because the people, when they get this course, they're really not getting nothing out of it. And it really hurt my spirit. It didn't resonate with me when I know I can make the sale. I made the script. I made the sales script. I had an answer for every objection. I said, when they say this, say that. I trained the whole sales force. But after the sale was over, after I received my money, I had an empty feeling, because I know that I wasn't giving people value. I was just taking their money. and they had hopes and dreams. And I said, by them doing this, it's not going to be fulfilled. There was no value in the product. And I told my partner, I said, man, I can't do that. I said, it's not value. You're not giving them anything. We're just making money. Then they have hopes and dreams, and it would be people saying, well, this is my last. The cost was only maybe $39, but this is my last $39. I don't have the money. And I would go on and make the sale, but after the sale, I'd be like, why did I make? I can't do that. I can't do it. It's no value in it. But with this particular mastermind, we have value in what we're doing. And Mike Hobbs, kudos, Mike Hobbs. I'm with you 100%. And the money, that's one thing. But if you base it upon principles and values, the money will come more than you can possibly imagine. I just want to read this thing that was highlighted since the mastermind did it. It's the only thing in this whole 1,170-page copy that I have highlighted. I don't even know why I have it highlighted. I don't even remember highlighting, but it just says, science has established beyond the slightest room for doubt that through the principle of auto-suggestion, any deeply rooted desire saturates the entire body and mind with the nature of the desire and literally transforms the mind into a powerful magnet that will attract the object of the desire, if it be within reason. And I'll just stop right there. And in the background, listen. I have my auto-suggestion is playing in the background right now. There are reasons why certain things happen. And this philosophy that we study and that we master, if we follow all of the steps, success is guaranteed. And my auto-suggestion is playing right now in the background. I love you all. We have this. Let's stay the course. Let's stay the course with vision, with value, and motivation. Paul, you are amazing. I love you. Thank you so much.
Hey, I want to give you one of these, Joe Dollar. Appreciate your example, man. Good stuff. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Bill Moist.
Hey, Bill. How are you, sir?
I am awesome, Paul. We had a cold front move here through Texas, so we've had a couple cold days. We're not used to it, but so we've all got sore throats and things. But anyway, good morning, everyone. You know, I love entrepreneurs and business owners. I have since a very young age, and so that's who I tend to attract. And so yesterday I went down to near Houston to this winery, and there was a man coming into town from Phoenix who was going to speak to this group. And he said, you're among the three percenters. And he said, the reason you're among the three percenters is you're not afraid to challenge traditional thinking. I thought, wow, that's really insightful. You think about it, you know, because traditional thinking tells you get a good education, get a good job, one day retire with a gold watch. And, of course, we don't teach that on this call. And the topic he was talking about was using IRA, your 401k, and having it own an LLC that you think that you can then invest in. These are called self-directed IRAs or self-directed or 401ks. You then invest in real estate, you invest in other assets. But the big advantage there was you get to control the check writing. So anyway, I won't go into all that. But it was a topic that I've never heard spoken before ever, and I've been studying this topic for some time. And but it was interesting that people were there. Turns out this guy is a self-storage owner. The lady who hosted the call is a client of his. She was a retired executive from BP, and she also was a self-storage owner. Then her partner in the business was a world-class pianist who wrote the score for the main theme song for Titanic and several other movies, and he played, and he was incredible. There was a couple of dentists there. And this one dentist, what he did, he was a traveling dentist, which I never heard of a traveling dentist. But he'd go to other dentists' offices, and he'd perform like a movie of impacted teeth and molars and things like that that the dentist might not do. And then that way the dentist got to make money out of it. Rather than if they refer it out, they don't make money. And so, but this one particular dentist been studying self-storage properties and how to do that. And he'd spent about $50,000 getting into it, but it was an incredible connection with all these people who we're not afraid to challenge traditional thinking. I just felt, you know, I felt like a kid in a candy store. These are the people I love who are not afraid to go out there and look at a better way to do business. So anyway, that's the same thing as this call, and that's one reason I'm on it every day. So I love you, Paul, and everyone on the call. So back to you.
Great thoughts, Bill. Great thoughts. You know, what's interesting about the traditional thinking is I heard the other day this leader in the home business profession say, you know, leaders don't focus on motivating people. Like, they don't worry about that. And then I read John Maxwell this morning that says, leaders put a heavy emphasis on vision, values, and motivation. So it's like, who do you believe, right? You got to ask questions and, like,
right.
Challenge what you're hearing. So love you, Bill. Thank you so much for being here. Always appreciate you, sir.
Yeah.
Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Anthony from New Jersey.
Hey, what's up, Anthony? Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Mastermind. Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. I love you all. It's amazing. I didn't really get a chance to get through the course, but I've been reading it along. And I want to reiterate what Anthony said, you know, about giving value. You know, having these companies out there, you know, we marketing to people, and they don't have no value. You know, they just got this big pipe dream, and you say you can make this much money in this amount of time and all that kind of stuff, but there's really no value there. And then when a person sign up, they don't make anything. You know, they lost. It's like a pebble in the ocean. So it have to come from the inner part, just like Ford, Rockefeller, all those guys. You know, Ford just worked on the engine. Somebody else worked on the light. Somebody else worked on something else, you know, but it just created a whole car. That's the mind. So we're on a good path. I just all I wanted to say, and we are up to 3% because we don't think like everyone else. You know, we don't think like the traditional ways that people were brought up and the way we were, supposed to think. So we are up to 3%. We're very strong, and we're just going to keep on going. Thank you, Mastermind. I love you all, and I love all your contributions and everything that you provide for life. Thank you.
You always show great initiative and leadership, Anthony, coming out like you do. Appreciate you, sir. Great thought. Let me clear the lines here. One second. Hold on, guys. Here we go. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Mr. Paul Titan Hutchins.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Paul and Think and Grow Rich family, I'm so glad that I made the live call. You know, I was really inspired to come out at the top of the hour. I was on when you were talking about Mike Hobbs, and you know, it just crossed me to share this. And, you know, this guy, Mike Hobbs, I've never met him, but he seems to have this quality if that's the way that he lives his life. And it's very important that we understand that transformational leaders sell visions for tomorrow's and not today, okay? When you're a transformational leader, you sell visions for tomorrow and not necessarily today, because today is popular amongst the masses, and it's very, very, very difficult to create greatness in your life if you're looking at today and you're not looking at selling vision for tomorrow's. Amateurs sell products. Amateurs do not sell visions. Transformational leaders, they will always sell visions for tomorrow, even though it is not popular today. And this is what I was thinking about. I want to share just two stories, okay? My mentor named Thomas Cousins, when he first started in real estate, they had a project that was planned, a development project that was planned for a certain part of Atlanta. and not realizing because they were new to the game and they did not do their due diligence is what they call it when doing the due diligence for this project. They found out that a highway, after they had purchased this land, they found out that a highway was going to go straight through this land that they were planning to develop a project on because they did not do their due diligence. Well, make a long story short, a city official called Tom and said, you know, I can make this project, this highway, go away, okay? I can make this go away, okay? But I'm going to need $50,000 from you. In my office tomorrow, I'm going to need it in cash. And Tom said, you know, he said, can I think about it? You can give me 24 hours to think about it. And he said, yeah, I'll give you 24 hours to think about it, but you need to hurry up. So he said he thought long and hard overnight and with his wife, and they talked about it. And he decided not to do it. And he called them the next day, and he said, I can't do it. And he said, too bad, sucker. And this is what he told me, you know, too bad for you. And for years, he did not know how he was going to make it sometimes because that was such a burden on the company in the early stages of him having to hold that property, and he lost money on it. But what happened was this, okay? When I say transformational leaders, they look at tomorrow and they a lot of times say, to hell with the day. Today I'm going to do the right thing because I'm a visionary and I'm going to stay the course for tomorrow. And because he stayed true, okay, as a transformational leader, as a visionary, okay, when times got hard in during the early 80s in Atlanta, a lot of developers went bankrupt, okay? But because he had a way in which they operated within the culture of Thomas Cousins Properties, banks were always willing to work with him because they knew that he was a good guy and he was a person of his word because he was always looking out for tomorrow. He was looking forward to tomorrow. One last thing I want to share. During his lifetime, contrary to popular belief, and you talked about it in the reading, most people hated Abraham Lincoln. They did not like him during his lifetime, okay? They embrace him today, okay? But during his lifetime, he was hated because of the stands and the ways in which he saw things. Another person that was hated during his lifetime by the majority of people of that time for today, and I'm speaking today of his lifetime. Another person that was hated who was a transformational leader was Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. was hated across the board by most people during his lifetime, okay? But he was a transformational visionary who looked at tomorrow and not today, and he was always willing to do the right thing because you know what? If you do not do the right thing, tomorrow is coming with or without you. Always remember that. If you do not do the right thing, tomorrow is coming with or without you. And I just wanted to come out because when you shared that about Mike Hobbs, that's just a characteristic that a transformational leader has to have if he or she is going to be great. They have to constantly be looking at tomorrow and not what's popular for today. Just wanted to share that back to you, Paul.
Man, I had my line muted, but I'm like, as listening to you talk, I'm like, just like, woo, yeah, I love it. Like, such good stuff, Chris. Thank you so much for those stories, man. Just so appreciate you. Great value. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
This is Peter.
B-A-I-E, Peter Tinsley. How are you, sir?
Boy, am I excited. I just got to come out and share. I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I'm jumping out here. One thing I want to share is, especially Joe talked about selling those things for $39, whatever. It would be worth the $40 to come into Joe's life. I don't know. One of the things that I got involved in this business that you were in, put a whole bunch of money into it, more money than I've ever spent on anything in my life, and it did not turn into a profitable business. But I, my thought that I want to share today is it's brought me here. Is I've met you and I've met Mike, and you remember the conference that we were at. And that cost me a whole bunch of money. I can look at it that, you know, these guys suckered me, they conned me or whatever. I don't have a thought about that at all. It was worth every dime I put into it. It's a part of the growing process. And I would say to people, if you're going at it with a good heart and you feel like, you know, you're bringing these people in, you don't know what their path is. You don't know where, you know, if I hadn't jumped into that at the time that I did, I wouldn't be here right now. And so with everything that we're studying, with the thought, when you put a plan out there, I love the thing, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, you know. You don't know what God has got planned for you. And for us to just venture out like we do in love and trying to do the right thing, you know, when Mike woke up and said, hey, you know, this isn't the right path I'm supposed to go on, he consciously made this thing, yes, let's jump over this other path. I believe that's kind of what I did when, you know, I want to follow you and Mike. And, but for us to, we're going to make those mistakes. We're going to, but that's part of growing. And I think if we just stay positive and stay with a good heart and follow what we know is right. But when we wake up, that's the foundation of a true leader, of a man, when he realizes that, hey, this decision is going to cost me money, but it's the right thing to do. Then that's what we do. And I love this group. I love you guys, but that's my thought for the day. But I don't think we ought to feel bad about any of the things that we've done if we're doing them in a good heart, trying to be successful, trying to do what we feel led to do, as long as we correct it when we realize we're going the wrong way or whatever. But anyway, back to you. That's just my thoughts.
Peter, those are great thoughts. Really appreciate those. Very wise words right there.
Jesse from New York.
Six. Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
I'm awesome, Paul. What a wonderful, stimulating conversation as always that we're having. And Peter just triggered. I'm sitting here saying, what do I want to say? Do I want to say it? So much to say. But I had such an incredible experience over the weekend. And Peter brought up an amazing topic that I'm about. Yes, we've made decisions to join a business. And maybe in a couple of years, that business goes away, and people complained about it. But what I felt was, no, I gained so much in those 2 years because it was at the time completely around personal development. I was enveloped in it. I was introduced to people like-minded. It was probably one of the most wonderful pivotal moments of my life. It changed me forever. It brought me hope. It brought me enlightenment. There was just so much I gained from it. And as I moved on, because it was a network marketing, it was the first time I ever had gotten involved, I got involved in internet marketing. And that also introduced me to skill sets that I thought, gee, at this point, I don't know if there's, you know, a way to, you know, change and switch to careers. It was somewhat around what I had done in the past, but, oh, I don't know. But today I take all that I learned and I've developed and improved and the journey that we continue to go on because we have a vision and it is way out there, right? But yet every step we make, depending if we're going with our heart and our purpose and in our truth, will lead us right to where we need what we need. And as I mentioned, sometimes it may not seem 100% perfect at the moment, but we know we're here for a reason. And this weekend, I was utilizing a skill that I learned from the academy that I said, you know what, I'm just going to go with this. Well, the response that I got was overwhelming. Got people that I have appointments with, and I never was the first to ask about any kind of business. It was strictly holiday-minded, and there were some people that, you know, pitched me before I even mentioned anything and so on and so forth. But with some people, there was some nice conversations, and one thing led to another, and now I have some appointments. But what I'm trying to say is it was done strictly by wanting to wish goodwill to everyone for the holidays, and how it turned around for me was something I hadn't expected in a real positive way. So you just kind of have to follow and go with what's in your heart, and you never know where it'll come out. So I just had to share and try to fit in how it would correlate with today's topic, but I just had to share this. Just go with your heart. You never know where it'll go. Thank you.
I love it. Hey, Jesse, great thought. You reminded me of a line I heard from a seven-figure earner one time where he said, in this business, in the home-based business profession, our business is people. And when you learn how to move the people move the product. And maybe that quote can apply not just to home business, but business in general, right? Like our business, we're in the people business. If we're in any type of business, we are in people business. And when we learn how to move the people move the product. Great mastermind today, guys. Appreciate you all. Get out there, make it a fantastic day. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. Take care and bye for now.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Great
mastermind today.
Hi, everyone. Great call. Thank you. Bye. Have a good one. Bye.
Get out there and go get it.